We talk about four tenets to leadership: self-leadership, people leadership, strategic leadership, and commercial leadership. So one thing around self-leadership is the value of being involved with building products that I actually love. I found that really critical for me to bring my best self to work.
Welcome to the 7-Minute Product Master Series podcast. I'm Luis Cañede, and today I am joined by Lemuel, Product Manager at The Room. Welcome, Lemuel.
Thank you, Luis.
And to start the show, give me a brief definition of product management.
All right. So I'll start by saying products are all around us. You're sitting in a chair right now, that's a product. If you're drinking a cup of coffee, that cup is a product. And so product management is the process of making decisions that lead to the creation of those products. And I'll add that digital product management is this new creation from the digital age. So especially in startups, large tech companies, you'll see digital technology like applications, operating systems that you're familiar with that are being developed through digital product management. Essentially, product management has some similar tenets that are essential across the board, but digital product management has some unique aspects to its process.
That's brilliant. Thanks for sharing that. And I'm curious to know, what's the biggest product management mistake you've ever made and what did you learn?
I love this question. So first, I'll start by saying that product management, if you're doing it properly, should have mistakes. It's a culture that embraces failing fast and failing forward. And one that comes to mind is reinventing the wheel. So recall that time when we were building a community platform in my organization, The Room. And in building this, we're doing a lot of reinventing the wheel. So for instance, when you talk about giving users on the platform the ability to post pictures, like, comment, these are things that have already been built by established social media platforms and even professional networking platforms like LinkedIn, right? But for us, we wanted to have our own bespoke platform. And one thing we weren't doing in our process as part of our research is a type of viability of technical feasibility research alongside the engineers to look for off-the-shelf tools that can hasten your product development process. So with us, there's off-the-shelf tools that actually complete what we wanted to achieve much faster and actually less cost. A bunch of engineers are paid salary for extended periods trying to build this behemoth of a product, and you could actually just pay a couple hundred dollars for a subscription to get it. So yeah, that's one big mistake and big lesson for me.
What's the one piece of common wisdom you disagree with and why?
The idea that the customer is always right. Again, just like to caveat this, it's important to listen to customer feedback, but it's also important to consider that the direct feedback you're getting from customers, the recommendations, should be synthesized so that you identify problems. Then you go through a process of ideation, brainstorming, collaboration with other team members in the product development process and the business to find synergy between the problems and also the opportunities that are available. A good way to bring this home is this quote by Henry Ford, where he says, if I had asked people what they wanted, they would have seen faster horses, but what they really needed was cars. So yeah.
Moving on to the next question, what's the best product management advice you've ever received and why?
Learn by doing. Interestingly, this is advice I hated hearing at the beginning. It was frustrating for me because I joined a product team that had a lot of senior people who had been in product management for 8+ years. So I was the junior person on the team and everyone kept giving me the same feedback, you need to learn by doing. And as someone who loves learning in a more structured process, just tough. But then I've come to appreciate this 70-20-10 learning model, which is 70% learning by doing, 20% learning with peer learning, and 10% learning in a structure kind of. In retrospect, many of the things I've had to do as a product manager, I could not have learned in a classroom. You can only cover so much in an end-to-end course about product management. In summary, learn by doing is the best way to learn how to be an excellent product manager.
What's working best in your product management process right now?
Our research repositories for customer insight. So I've been using tools like Dovetail, which are a repository for insight. It allows me to bring those insights into discussions with tagging that's supported by artificial intelligence. You not only pull analyzed insight, but you can actually pull recordings and show stakeholders, this is what customers are saying, and that's supporting feedback. It's much more powerful than just saying customers are saying XYZ. You're bringing the customers with you.
What's the one thing every product manager should learn?
Documentation. You can be an excellent researcher at stakeholder engagement, at brainstorming the most innovative solutions, but a product manager that does not document the things that they are building and collaborating on with stakeholders, has no visibility within your team, your stakeholders, to your manager. And so it's really critical to learn how to document and find existing templates that are out there, from a product requirements doc to research templates that you can use. There's so many tools out there that can help you document. And once you learn how to document, then you continue to grow in your career as a product manager into product leadership.
On to the last question. What's the one thing you learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
In the African Leadership Group, we talk about four tenets to leadership. Self-leadership, people leadership, strategic leadership, and commercial leadership. So one thing I've learned recently is more around self-leadership. So first is the value of being involved with building products that I actually love. Being at a social impact startup and contributing to transforming the continent is something that I care deeply about. And so building products that are in this space is a big motivator for me. I found that really critical for me to bring my best self to work.
Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all those insights with our audience.
Thank you too, Lewis. Always really a great time hanging out with you.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.